Dear brothers and sisters, many people say they make resolutions, but they often fail to keep them after just 3 days. They decided to do something, but they don't keep it once and twice not long after, and eventually give it up. No, some people achieve their goals, but others often fail. Is it because the world is a place that is unfair? No. Whether we succeed or fail depends on the way we live each day of our lives. Did you make a New Year's resolution during the New Year's service? How well have you kept the resolution? Only 13 days have passed, but didn't you already give it up? If so, I hope you will start it again from today. God will surely repay us according to what we do and sow. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 reads, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said and will he not do it? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? As it says, God is faithful. He will give us his answer for sure. God gave us Manmin four prayer titles for the year 2019. They are our specific goals. The first one is Holy Church. The second one is Spiritual Warriors. The third one is Glorious Sanctuary. The fourth is the Power of Recreation. Jeremiah chapter 33 verses 2 and 3 says, Thus says the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. Just as it says, the faithful God has listened to our prayers and answered us. For this message, I refer to Senior Pastor's sermon, The Faithful God, preached in 2004. The fourth and ninth sessions of the message of the cross and the church that arises and shines in 2011. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will receive from God more abundant blessings that you imagine and expect in 2019. Dear brothers and sisters, the faithful God, firstly, made a plan of human cultivation, has worked on it himself. God has neither beginning nor end. He existed from before an eternity that nobody can fathom. Then, at a certain point in time, God made a plan. It was a plan to create the heavens, earth, and human beings. To accomplish this plan, God prepared all the things one by one over a long period of time. First, from the spiritual space where he had been dwelling, God divided out the physical space where he would create all things and human beings. Then, from originally existing one God, he divided out from himself, God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, to become the Trinity. From this moment, God put on a certain image, and it is the image that we now have. In the spiritual realm, he made the spiritual beings such as heavenly host, the angels, and cherubim. In the physical space, he made the earth on which the human beings would live. After he finished all the preparations, God created light, expanse, the sun, the moon, stars, plants, animals, and everything for 6 days. And finally, he created man. Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 says, Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Some people say they cannot believe it. They doubt how an image made from the dust of the ground can have life and move around. But even man, who is a mere creature himself, has accumulated knowledge and can make robots that are similar to man. Please show us a social humanoid robot, Sophia. I watched this on TV. They talked about some very difficult issues. such as the end of the earth and the like. People made computers that are like a human brain. They can even make artificial internal organs and skin. And some people made artificial joints to treat some people who broke their arms or legs. If man as a creature can do these things, then why would it be difficult for God the Almighty to create man? It is just man that have limited their thinking to the point they cannot believe in the power of God. After creating the first man, Adam, and his wife, Eve, God the Creator told them to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. But Adam and Eve, who were created in the image of God, who were tempted by the serpent, instigated by Satan, and ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that God had forbidden. After sin came into man that way, mankind became more and more stained with sin and eventually lost the image of God. They ended up facing the judgment of flood in Noah's time. Genesis chapter 6 indicates that during Noah's time, people multiplied and they were drenched in sin and evil. When Noah was 600 years old, the flood happened. Genesis chapter 6 verse 5 says, "Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." The verse 6 says, "The Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart." The verse 7, "The Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, from man to animals, to creeping things, and to birds of the sky, for I am sorry that I have made them." 8 through 10 says, "But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord." These are the records of the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his time. Noah walked with God. God let Noah, who was a righteous man in his time, prepare the ark. When God's appointed time came, all the fountains of the great deep burst open, and the floodgates of the sky were opened. The rain fell upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. All living things died except for the people and the animals in the ark and underwater creatures. After the flood, God established his covenant with Noah, as written in Genesis chapter 9, verse 13 and 16 says, "He said he would never judge people by the water of the flood and showed a rainbow as a sign of the covenant." God had patiently waited to gain true children, so the judgment of the flood broke his heart. However, he had an expectation. He expected and knew that many people of God would appear, such as Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, and David, and the apostles, even the New Testament time, and many chosen people after the early church would continue to accomplish his will and providence. And the faithful God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus, to the earth to save mankind who were stained with sin and evil. In fact, God pre-planned the way to set mankind free from the law of sin and death before the ages in order to save them who became slaves of Satan. But until the time came, namely until Jesus was crucified and resurrected, God kept the way of salvation a secret. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 7 says, "But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory." When Adam and Eve were cursed due to their sins, God prophesied about the salvation of mankind. Genesis chapter 3 verse 15 says, "And I will put enmity between you," namely God will put enmity between the serpent and the woman, "and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel." Here, woman refers to Israel in spiritual sense. The offspring of the woman stands for Jesus Christ, who would come among the people of Israel. Revelation chapter 12 verse 5 also says, "She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter." It uses an expression, "a son born of woman," for Jesus. As said, God already mentioned that Jesus Christ, who would break the authority of the enemy devil in Satan and save the mankind, would come from among the people of Israel, and also that he would be crucified by the scheme of the enemy devil in Satan. Finally, around 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born in Israel at Bethlehem. The enemy devil and Satan tried to kill him by provoking King Herod, who was ruling the land of Israel at the time. But an angel of God appeared in a dream to Joseph, who Jesus' father genealogically, and allowed them to escape to Egypt. Even after that, the enemy devil and Satan tried to kill Jesus through evil people like the Pharisees and the priest, but God protected him. But when the time came within the providence of God, Jesus was arrested by evil people and suffered a very wretched death by way of crucifixion. Everything, including protecting and letting Jesus be arrested, was done within the providence of God. But the enemy devil and Satan thought they had achieved the victory because they'd killed Jesus. Since they crucified the son of the woman who would crush the serpent's head, they thought they would now have the authority forever. But according to the law of the spiritual realm in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, that dictates the wages of sin is death, the punishment of death can be applied only to sinners. In other words, the punishment of death cannot be given to a man who is sinless. Jesus had neither original sin nor self-committed sins. So, there was no reason for him to be killed. But the enemy devil still killed sinless Jesus. And as a result, the devil violated the law of the spiritual realm. As a result of violating the law of the spiritual realm, the enemy devil now had to give up its authority to rule over man and death. Jesus was crucified, but because he had no sin, he could overcome death and he resurrected. Also, those who become one with the Lord by believing in him in their heart now could be freed from the authority of death of the enemy devil and enter into the heavenly kingdom. How wise and profound this providence of salvation is! At first, as a result of Adam and Eve's committing the sin of disobedience, they had to receive the punishment of death according to the law of the spiritual realm. But about 4,000 years later, the enemy devil and Satan violated the law of the spiritual realm, so they lost their authority over death. The enemy devil tried to keep the authority until the end with many evil schemes, but God had foreknown those schemes and prepared the providence of salvation from the beginning. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 says, "None of the rulers of this age understood it. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. Therefore, God kept His providence a secret until it was completely fulfilled through the cross, lest the enemy devil would know about it." Since Jesus, who is one with God, knew this providence, He obeyed to the point of death and accomplished the providence of salvation. Dear brothers and sisters, Acts chapter 16, verse 31 says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." The providence of salvation was completed through Jesus' crucifixion. The purpose of His death was to harvest wheat-like believers who will go to heaven. God open likens His creating man on this earth and leading the human history to cultivation of farmers. Just as farmers plow the land and cultivate, God also cultivates us like a farmer. Then why did God create Adam and why has He been cultivating man until today? The purpose of human cultivation is to gain true children whom He can share love with. God the Creator has the power of the deity. The authority has the judge and strict justice as a divine being. But at the same time, He also has humane nature, such as love, compassion, and mercy. He sometimes rejoices and becomes happy, or becomes sad or lament at other times. because he has this human nature, he wanted to have somebody with whom he could share his love rather than being alone. That is why he planned to create and cultivate man. And he works hard, just as farmers work hard to gain wheat and gather their wheat into the barn. Matthew chapter 3, verse 12 says, "His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Here, the unquenchable fire refers to the fire of hell. When the end that is set by God comes, God will end the human cultivation and judge everybody who has lived on this earth. At this time, those who have not become the wheat, but the chaff will fall into the fire of hell through the judgment. Then, what kind of people are the wheat that enter the heavenly kingdom, and what kind are the chaff that fall into hell? The wheat is those who have accepted Jesus Christ, love God, and live according to God's word. They are the ones who have diligently gotten rid of evil and recovered the lost image of God. On the contrary, the chaff is those who have not accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. They are the ones who live in untruth and darkness. That is why Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." As it says, not everyone who says, "Lord, Lord," will enter heaven, but only those who do the will of God will enter. Also, we should be careful about those who say, "Shepherd, shepherd," do not follow the will of the shepherd and try to disturb the work of the church. Even if they are your family, you must be careful if they do not follow the will of God. We know how the priest Eli died. His sons did something that provoked God to anger. Eli should have punished them strictly after he heard about it. But he didn't. God didn't judge them after just one time wrongdoing. He gave them opportunities to repent, but they did not repent. So God said through Samuel that Eli and his descendants, as well as his sons, would be cursed from generation to generation. As God said, his sons died in the warfare, and after hearing about their death, Eli also fell off the seat backward, and his neck was broken, and he died. It implies that we must live by the word of God. We must cherish this holy sanctuary. Senior pastor always cherishes this sanctuary. He tells us not to talk about some personal matters in this sanctuary. We must not. He always says that we must not fight or argue in the sanctuary. So, when I am on the altar, I check my clothes. I always check my suit. I'm always aware of this. So, when I have some hair or some dirt on the suit, I put the dirt in my pocket. And I have not thrown it away, because the sanctuary is a holy place. We must not disturb anything, or we must not do something wrong in this sanctuary. When we have to discern something or someone, we must see whether it is of goodness, whether the person shows deeds of goodness, which is the fruit. Ephesians chapter 5:11 says, "Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them." We must discern the will of God only based on the Bible, not by the word of people. We need to live to become wheat-like believers, which serves the purpose of the faithful God's human cultivation. We must also obey the word of God, renew ourselves by the power of the Holy Spirit, and lead holy lives. You have the same goal, to become the whole spirit and man of spirit. You have the same goal. You still keep that goal. To achieve the heart of spirit and whole spirit, we have to pray, and we have to keep praying and leading holy lives. I hope by doing so, you will enjoy happiness and joy and the great glory in the eternal heaven. The brothers and sisters, the faithful God, secondly, accomplishes His words He has given to Manmin. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 3 says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and His glory will appear upon you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." This verse is the word of promise that God had given us from the start of this church. Since God knew how this church would arise and shine the light, He gave us this verse to present His will and providence for this church. Indeed, just like this verse, this church has risen and shone the light since our beginning. This verse will be even more vividly accomplished in year 2019. For this, God gave Manmin an opportunity last year to prepare ourselves both physically and spiritually. He allowed us to drive away spiritual darkness, which was sin and evil, and He newly aligned the church organization. In this Sunday morning service, I believe that you were really happy when, what kind of persons are you going to be? Are you going to be quality persons, people with a special quality, or just poor, the people with the poor quality? You listen to the message in the Sunday morning service from Pastor Esther Chang. We have to be quality and brand people. And Father God has given us a lot of grace to keep our heart. Now, figuratively speaking, we now have the best crew and ship which can sail out no matter how powerful the waves may be before us. However, it doesn't mean that we have everything we need now. With the mindset that says that this is a new beginning again, we should both spiritually and physically further furnish one thing after another. Only then can we completely accomplish the will and providence of God the Father as a church that arises and shines in the world. Dear brothers and sisters, this church is the church that unfolds the true heart and will of God to Korea and to every corner of the world with means of the holiness gospel and God's power. There are many churches and servants of God out there to preach the word of God. But it is a rare instance in which the heart and will of God is correctly presented. It is just as what Amos says in chapter 8, verse 11. "Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine for bread or a thirst for water, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord." It is in times like these that someone has to preach the gospel of sanctification, which contains the true heart and will of God. That person also has to be able to manifest the power of God to confirm the word and reveal the glory of God worldwide. Obviously, the light shines more brightly in the darkness. Even a tiny flame can be easily spotted in pitch blackness. You can locate the flame even from a distance. Today's generation is in this pitch blackness due to sin. Sin and evil are rampant to an extent that words can't describe. Today's world is more stained with sin and evil than the day when there was the flood of Noah and the day when Sodom and Gomorrah met with the calamities of judgment. Senior pastor once said, "If the people of Sodom and Gomorrah could see the situation that exists today, it would be shocking even to them. Besides, sin and evil are not limited to just a couple of places or a few individuals these days. From a young child to an old man, without distinction in age and regardless of education, social position, or wealth, sin and evil are rampant. It is beyond the limits that a family, school, or government can make effort to purify. They try to become purified by means of rules and education, and yet the world becomes more evil and it falls deeper into ever graver sin. Now, what do we need when darkness is covering the world like this? It's the light. In other words, it's the Word of God which can enlighten the darkened hearts of people. We also need the power of God confirms the Word spoken. Churches are supposed to play this role of shining the light. Churches should point out sin by the Word of God and help people's lives to change. But in many cases, they can't do it. For the time of the situation, God set up Manmin Church. God knew that there should be a church that would arise and shine. When people would truly need the light in the dark world, it was the reason God set up Manmin in His providence that He planned before the ages. Just as He had Noah prepare the ark for the great flood, and just as He forewarned Abraham about the judgment in Sodom and Gomorrah to give a chance of survival to Lot and his family, He set up Manmin in this end time so that Manmin could play a role of the ark of salvation. Just as God saved Lot and his two daughters due to Abraham, He wants to help just one more soul to reach salvation through Manmin. In fact, receiving salvation itself is not an easy job in this end time. Just as Jesus said in Luke chapter 18, verse 18, "However, when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on the earth? It is now truly difficult to find faith." Well, many people still confess that they believe, and they say, "Lord, Lord," looking for the Lord. But how many of them have spiritual love, which makes them able to receive salvation? People may say they live by the will of God in their own way. However, when precisely judged by the standard of God's word, how many of them can courageously confess that they lived by the will of God? Chances are that even though there are so many verses in the Bible that point out sin, some churchgoers don't even pay attention to any of them at all. They just say and believe such things as, "I will be saved because I go to church. As long as I go to church, I can receive blessing. And God is love. He forgives any kind of sin." They misinterpret the Word of God to have it fit with their thoughts. In this kind of spiritual flow, this church should arise and shine the light on the world, following the will of the faithful God. We should shine the light with the Word of God. Then, those who are of goodness and those who truly want to believe in God will surely come to the light. On the other hand, there are people who hate light. Our Lord said in John chapter 3, verse 20, "For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed." Those who do evil and live in the darkness will eventually distance themselves from the light, no matter how frequently the word of light is preached. However, we should never give up on them. By all means, we should shine the light of salvation on them as well. To draw such people like them near to the Lord, we need the power of God for sure, especially the power of recreation. There must be works of the power of recreation which exceed the powerful works recorded in the Bible. With this power, this church will accomplish national evangelization and widen the door to the world mission. Then, kings and nations will come before us. By doing like this, God adds the number of souls who can be saved, and He accomplishes His providence. After this trial we are going through, the power of Senior Pastor will become greater than ever before. It will work as the level of the power of recreation. Referring to these works, God called it the resurrection. As if the dead became revived, all of us will come out to a whole new different level, and God called it resurrection. God said that as the day of this resurrection comes, senior pastor's body will not only fully recover, but it will be stronger. I saw senior pastor's body transformed in 1999. And I did his hair for the previous night, but I saw him. I did not know what happened at the time. Actually, in 1998, there was a trial, also trial to the church, so he lost a lot of weight. So his pants were so big for him, and he lost his weight, and he lost his strength. So he had to hold this altar, this podium, to stand. But at the time, on that day, his body was changed. His body was transformed. Even though I had seen him the previous night, I sometimes did massage to him sometimes, but his muscles, you know, his arms and his arms were different. It happened overnight. Hallelujah. So, I believe and know that by the work of God, even dry bones can become things of living things. You know, the biblical incident in the dry bones become alive and become, you know, the army. You know, to make muscles, you have to exercise and work out for a long time. At the time, we were together with Elder Ik-suk Lee and Elder Jung Choi. We saw it. So, I cannot imagine what will happen to senior pastor when the time of resurrection comes. The time of refinement and repentance, when we could find our deepest self, will pass by, and we will run only forward with joy and happiness. A larva becomes a pupa and endures time to transform into a beautiful butterfly. A long jumper shrinks his body before jumping so that he can jump much farther. Likewise, Ma Min spent the year 2018 preparing to leap into a new level. As its result, we will come across with the amazing moment which couldn't be described otherwise as a resurrection. Ma Min will become like the early church. We will grow up to the level even beyond the early church. I am very much looking forward to what God will accomplish through Ma Min. Just as senior pastor mentioned before, there will be automatic revival. People will rush into our church even though we do nothing. Many churches will want to work together with us, and they will request handkerchief prayer meetings and seminars. And we need spiritual warriors who can do their jobs in the front line. That's why we need the servants of God and workers who are prepared. Once we have these prepared servants of God and workers, the power of God which is given to Manmin can be freely manifested through the handkerchief. We can greatly accomplish the world mission as much as we want. Not only in this country, but also in overseas countries, we should go in the Manmin name of Manmin, and we will give great glory to God. Aren't you thrilled as you think of it? We should together accomplish these overwhelming moments. During the 3.5 years of drought that hit Israel, Elijah said, there is the sound of the roar of a heavy shower, and it rained a lot, as he said. Likewise, right after the trials of the years of 1998 and 1999, this church accomplished explosive works. Now, there is the sound of explosive works as well. Now, it's time for pastors, Levite workers, leaders, and all church workers to be united in heart with senior pastor. I hope that you will offer up your beautiful fragrance of heart to God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Just as you heard in this service, there are many things for Mamin to do. Depending on how well we are prepared, we can accomplish more or we can do less. For the last 37 years, since the start of this church, senior pastor's heart has been burning hotter and hotter. Even after the New York's crusade, it was a big success. But after the crusade, he thought about how he could glorify God more greatly afterwards. Even after India crusade, he just prayed and prayed to reveal the glory of God more greatly. His passion to accomplish God's works is burning like a fire. Who will join him and share this heart with him? It is we that need to be spiritual warriors who become the source of strength to senior pastor. Let's leave the past behind and start a new race with a renewed heart. Let's become Mamin who will arise among the whole world and shine the light in the midst of the explosive work of the Holy Spirit, which no one ever has imagined before. May the glory of God the Father fill the whole earth through Mamin, not only for this year 2019, but until the Lord comes back to take us home. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let me conclude this message. I told you that the faithful God firstly made the plan of human cultivation and has worked on it himself. And secondly, he accomplishes his words that he has given to Mamin. We, Mamin, will accomplish the world mission and construct the grand sanctuary. The grand sanctuary we prayed for is the best church ever on the earth that will be built to worship God, who created and manages everything and who is worthy to receive honor and praise. From the beginning, God told us that this grand sanctuary would be constructed with the help of people in the world who God has prepared. Haggai chapter 2 verse 7 says, I will shake all the nations, and they will come with the wealth of all nations, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. With belief in the verse, we've prayed for the construction of the grand sanctuary. Dear brothers and sisters, God allowed for the greater level of power to this church every time we passed the trials of blessing. Now the level has reached the level of the power of recreation. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 12 and 13 promise us, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. All of you who have trusted in the faithful God and continually prayed must have received what you have asked. And those who have searched for God earnestly in Daniel prayer meeting every night must have met God for certain. Our God is not far away from us. He is so near to us that he listens to our prayers and catches our hands when we ask of him. He promises it in the Bible many times and has kept his promises without a single of mistake for those who trust in the word of God and eagerly search for him. He has not even so faithful only to fathers of faith, including Abraham, Moses, and Daniel, and his three friends, but as well to whoever believes God is alive, and he rewards those who search for him. It's because our God is faithful. Each of you has the promise of God he has given you through the Bible, or through prayers, or through his special grace. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9 reads, "Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to a thousandth generation with those who love him and keep his commandments." God's presence with you depends on how eagerly you receive this word with faith and labored for its achievement in endurance and hope. Dear brothers and sisters, some people say that if you give up your resolution every 3 days and fail to keep it, you may make that resolution every 3 days. I heard about that. If your heart changes every 3 days, just you may make up your mind again and again every 3 days. You may decide to pray, but 1 day passed and 2 day passed and 3 day passed, and you may not want to go to prayer meeting, but you can also decide again to pray and go to the prayer meeting. And you can achieve success. Then you can follow this. Therefore, I pray in the name of the Lord, in the exciting year 2019, you meet and experience the faithful God in your everyday life by holding fast unto the ever unchanging promises of God by faith. The providence of God for Manmin and all of us will never stop this year. I pray in the name of the Lord that by praying with this hope, you will meet the faithful God in your everyday life all the time.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.